It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than putting out a crap album. You can join our the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. I'm the host with the most, Davin Rosemont, joined with the Pip with the Quip Helix.
Hi, everybody. And I like that.
And the Joe, who is a little slow curry, will be here soon. He'll be here soon. On the show, Trump attacks Google. Or is Google attacking Trump? We'll get to the bottom of this.
Not sure.
Don't know. I'll have to figure that out. A great debate of absurdity. Two Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands put out many great albums. We'll debate the ones that people don't think are the best. Aerosmith's Rock and a Hard Place, which had no Brad Whitford and no Joe Perry.
Right.
And Van Halen's Van Halen 3, which had no David Lee Roth, no Sammy Hagar, and very little of Michael Anthony's backing vocals. So we will figure out which is the least shitty of those shitty albums. Let's see what else we got.
Poop emojis galore.
Poop emojis galore. Gender. Should you be using gender-neutral words, you heathens?
Yes.
Should you be more sensitive? Would you pay to be cuddled? Would you let somebody pay you to cuddle them? And we'll see how my cyber cuddling goes with my wonderful, my lovely, my really into me, beautiful, the girl who wants me to, who wants to come on my head, Jane, and scam the scammers.
Jane.
She finally wants what I wish every woman would want. You know, it's nice.
Yes. Our delicious little peppermint swirl, Jane.
Our little Jane. It's a reprieve from Anne.
Yes. Well, you know what? Anne is her own flavor.
Anne is certainly a flavor.
Jane is something all by herself.
So we'll get back with Jane. We'll see what's going on with Jane.
Yeah.
I'm sure things are going well for me.
I good stories.
Yes. So what's going on?
So, shitty weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah. So shitty. Oh,
that pleases me.
This pleases you, why?
Sure. For this portion of the show. I'm tired of carrying it.
Of having things. Yeah, you know, I pretty much usually do nothing. Nothing happens.
Well, maybe you should continue doing nothing.
Yeah, I know. It would be good. I think that I really have to go get back under that rock because this...
Where I found you.
Yeah. Delivered me from Lycan. You know, the thing is, it was shite with a dollop of poop on top.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying it was a shit sandwich, but in a different way.
Delish.
So we started off with our cat being diagnosed with a lung tumor.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Which cat is this?
Creamsicle.
How old is this one?
He's 13.
All right.
You know, but the thing is, he's Mr. Helix's favorite.
I thought you were Mr. Helix's favorite creamsicle.
No, he loves creamsicle much more.
All right, so can a cat live with one lung?
You know what? I don't know, but I think we might find out.
Well, it would be a question I would ask.
Yeah, you know, or at least with missing a lobe.
Now, was the cat, like, coughing and no longer running as quickly as it could and, like, had two little paws on top of his other little paws, like, catching his breath at the corner, trying to chase the string around the house, like, come back around, I'll get it the next time? Yeah. Meow. And AIDS cat's like, welcome to my world.
Well, you know what? He's not exactly dipping into the broth yet, you know, the AIDS broth. He's actually acting pretty normally.
Okay.
He's, you know, he's eating. He's sparkly-eyed. He's doing
animals.
His normal thing.
That's the thing with animals. Once they stop eating, goes downhill.
Yeah.
Whereas humans are like, yeah, we're going to do a fucking fast diet. I'm not going to eat today, but I'm going to eat tomorrow. It's a new thing. I'm not going to. We're the only animals that choose not to eat when we can eat.
Right. I know. And it doesn't really work very well.
Same goes with pussy. Anyway, going on.
Wait a minute. Who chooses not to eat?
Plenty of people.
Show me that fool.
Plenty of people do not eat the pussy.
Yeah, I know that. That's really sad. Okay, by the way, Lisa said, well, besides sorry about my fur baby, but she says nutty would be the flavor for Anne. I just noticed that she
were like talking about like poop sandwiches.
No. Well, you never know. Whatever you ate last.
Okay.
I don't remember peanuts.
All right. So there was no clues. The cat's going for his annual checkup.
Well, you know, he's been losing weight slowly, but it was so gradual that all of a sudden I was like, huh, you're getting pretty skinny. And you know, like some old man cats just get skinnier.
My cat's
skinnier.
And Maui's skinny.
Yeah. You know,
she's got thyroid issues.
Well. And blood work says no thyroid issues. Blood work was good. You know, initial, you know, exam was good. Urine analysis is good. Everything's good. But then he's doing this little, like a little bit of a wheeze. Like he's going to like cough up a hairball, but nothing happens. It's a non-productive cough, as they say. No, just every once in a while, all of a sudden he'll be on the bed and everything's fine. Finally, all of a sudden he's like, hey, yeah.
I've seen cats do that.
Yeah, and usually they're trying to get a hairball up. It's not quite there ready.
Or they're just fucking with us because they want to see us jump into action.
Yeah, like, oh my God. And it's like,
where are the paper towels?
Yeah, right. And it's like, nothing.
Got nothing. But as long as you're up, why don't you feed me, stupid?
Yeah, really. Get that bag of snacks. I like that. But like, I can't figure out that Ziploc action.
That's why they just put little holes in it with their stupid claws.
Bastards.
All right, so this has been going on, what, a few months?
Yeah. You know, we brought him to the doctor, and he didn't find anything initially wrong, but he's like, if he keeps losing weight or, you know, you might want to consider getting some scans, some tests, throwing some money at it.
Oh, I throw money at it right away.
Oh, I know. Well,
I throw money right, fucking let me pay you. Like
he's like making it rain.
Pussy. Throwing money at the pussy.
Wait a minute. Cat?
What?
Cat?
Veterinarians and strip clubs have the same effect.
Fact. Money.
All of
a
sudden, I'm losing a shitload of money over pussy.
Yes. Yes.
They have the same effect. At least at the strip club, I get a buffet.
Lisa says, get me a tuna cookie. Well, you know what? The thing is, normally we are the first to open our wallets and run. But the thing was, he seemed fine. But then he stepped up with a little bit of wheezing or whatever, and I just went, he looks the teeniest bit skinnier, and he had lost like a fraction of an ounce, but I was like, that's enough. He's too skinny to lose anymore. And we brought him to another, the more expensive vet where they have all the big equipment. Yeah.
Ah, Oradell's like the big hospital in northern New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's a hospital of last resort. It's when your vet goes, I don't fucking know. You should go here.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they, you know, bring out the expensive scans and tests.
Oh, yeah, they got some good shit there. I've taken my cat, I talked about fucking across the river to New York to the big animal hospital there.
Holy
shit. I talked about spent over $5,000. Got nothing out of that but a dead cat.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
At least if I spend $5,000 on pussy at a strip club, some good shit's coming my way. Well, I'm getting a lot more than corpse cat.
Yeah, it's a lot more productive that
it
way.
It really is. When you think about how you can spend $5,000 on pussy, dead cat's not the way to go.
Yeah, well, we're not quite going the corpse way far.
No, I know.
Not yet.
Well, they all die eventually.
Eventually, but it's still like really difficult. And
now we'll not that it's anytime soon. But I do have to ask, in this time where we've been a nation of mourning, will President Obama and President Bush be asked to give eulogies for Creamsicle?
Only one of them. You can guess who.
Really? It's not going to be a bipartisan affair for Creamsicle and all that he's brought to the kitty community?
No, fuck that. Creamsicle is hardcore lib.
Really? He's a partisan hack. He's a partisan hack.
He's like, oh, that was a partisan hack.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
You know, there's a distinct little
nobody does
tone to it.
Humor like I do. Pip,
no, please. I know you. See, bring the CC.
I do bring
cat
the CC.
Cancer.
I do
cat CCC cat cancer comedy.
Oh, people. All right, so you get the test results.
So
you're in Oradell, so you're already out. 250? I'm saying 250 just for showing up.
Oh, well, just for
showing up. Test.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even look at the differentiation between the showing up and the test, because I was one large before I left.
One large?
Yeah.
Three zeros at the end of that.
Yeah, there you go.
For the test.
For the visit.
And I got to tell you.
It's an ER visit.
There you go. Yeah. I got to tell you, there's not many cats in captivity that are traded for that type of money on the open market.
I know.
Your average alley cat rescue is not really worth $1,000.
No. We treat these like our kids.
Kids are worth $1,000. I know kids. Not really worth $1,000.
Walk it off.
Yes.
My cats don't understand walk it off.
And this is when you go, when you deal with this, you go, motherfucker, why didn't I get the insurance when it was a kitten? That's what we all do.
I know. And you go, oh, but there's the paperwork. And, you know, it's like, how many times am I going to use it versus how many? Yeah.
So you're $1,000 for the tests.
The tests so far.
Oh, okay. Just to get bad news.
Just to get the bad news. Yeah.
And this is why we need Obama Kitty Care.
And, of course, in the same, like, little waiting cells where I got all the bad news for the last cat.
It's terrible when you're waiting for the bad news for an animal.
Yeah, it is. And I had a feeling it was not going to be good.
No, because you're at Oradell Animal Hospital.
That's never good.
Yeah, I mean, no, because that's not your vet.
No, it's not my vet. And if I go there, then I'm probably going to walk up very unhappy.
No, I have...
not their fault.
No, I have... You know, they have brought cats. They have done good by me. They did a surgery on a tumor in Maui's ear when she was a little kitten. And, you know, they're very good.
Yeah, yeah. No, they...
But it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you. And if you're there, you're not there because it's a happy party day. No. Yeah, I didn't wear a little hat and blow a little, like, noise blower.
And Mr. Helix is very upset about the lack of the ladder, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
as long as we're here and waiting, we got 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, let's go into this little triage area.
Exactly. Why should I suffer? Creamsicle's the one who can't catch his breath. Not you. Let's go! Go down, woman. Go down.
Well, you know what's really cute about their waiting room is that they have all these like sectioned off areas. I guess it's best described as like sort of like in a diner, except instead of tables, they just have like seating areas, but they're like correspondent into little like cubbies, little
Maybe
cubicles.
It's changed since I've been there.
A little bit, but
I haven't been there in several
it's
years.
It's so that you're not sitting in one giant area with all the animals, so that if there's somebody that's like very jumpy and crazy, they can be in one little
cubicle.
They
should do that in Congress.
And the other, yeah, yes, they should.
I think they've changed it since I've been there.
And they have one little, you know, I call it the cat owner ghetto. There's one little cubicle for all the cat.
Is the Gestapo coming and rounding up cats and cat owners and ushering them into cat carriers and trains and getting rid of them?
Pretty much. Oh, okay. No. Actually,
Gestapo.
Actually, they come along and they say the name of your cat and then they fetch you and then they bring you back into a room and no one sees you again.
And then you just waiting there for a doctor to come in.
Actually, in this place, they see you again when you're at the cash register. Whew.
The doctor?
No, the other people. Yeah, you don't go to the showers; you go to the cashier,
which is just as painful.
You're taking a bath one way
or another. Will that be on a credit card? No, it'll be on my fucking mortgage. What is wrong with these people? It's a fucking cat.
I know, it's forever. So you know, there was sitting there in the little waiting room and talking to the other cat people, and everybody looks a little
That's the worst
upset.
Part of it all, talking to other people.
Well, no, I don't mind that. Actually, it's comforting.
Well, then you were probably their worst part of the day.
Yeah, I probably was. I was the guy I'm going to describe to you later.
Stupid
those people
with like fucking boogers coming out of their nose and cat fur all over them.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah.
And then the other people were really nice.
Is Mr. Helix with you?
No, he had a work event and he had to go.
Oh.
And so he was actually on the clock when I got the, you know, time to go.
Yeah.
And then so when he came home, he's like, "Everything okay?" And I'm like, "No."
All right, so you're sitting there in the little waiting area.
Yeah.
You have the cat with you?
Well, you know, they bring him back to get the tests, and I go back.
Which
into
the cats
the...
love. They never complain about that.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? He was, when she was just doing a gentle exam and, like, you know, just like palpating his body and trying to feel, does she feel any lumps or anything? Oh, he was just like, bitch, are you fucking kidding me? You know,
you know how sweet Maui is.
Yeah.
When she goes to the vet, I kid you not, they use the fucking thick hazmat gloves.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, she was just suited up because I said, look, he's bitey. I'm sorry, but he'll be fine up until a point. And then she was.
He'll be fine up until he's put because he's a cat.
Well, then she was talking about, well, I'm going to take his temperature. And I'm like, yeah, you might need some help. I mean, not me, because I am not gloved. But, I mean, I was petting him. He was hissing and yelling at me. But he wasn't snapping at me like he was going to bite me. But he kept turning his head like he was going to bite.
Bitch, get that out of my ass. I don't go that way.
Oh, she couldn't even do it. She's like, yeah, I'm going to wait when I bring him in the back with a tech.
Oh, wow, he was clenching.
Oh. No, he was going to bite her.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They usually have two people.
He was. Yeah, well, she was working. I was petting him and kind of like holding his head.
Oh, no, they'll tell the owners, go, you know what, back away. Then they'll call for the assistant. That's the good way. Listen, at Oradell Prices, they should have a fucking team in there.
Well, she went to the back with the team.
That should be done in front of you.
Oh, well, no, I mean, the initial part of the exam, but then we knew we was going to go have tests. Yeah. So she's like, we'll do all that back there. And so so he was back there. I was... Yeah. I mean, it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
The assortment of cat noises.
And you know there's some like old cat has been there a bunch of times before just going, really? Meow, really? Enough. We get it. You're pissed off. Yeah,
all that stuff.
And you're like, oh, that's my cat not having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, this is the side of him I so enjoy. No, he's usually pretty good. I mean, he can get overexcited and bite us when we're playing or if you pet him a little too much. But now,
he's a fucking cat. That's his one job.
Now we see him going for the bite, and so we pull away.
Yeah, but that's his fucking job. Be pet. That's your job as a cat. Again, another area where people are not, or in this case, animals are not doing their job. As a cat, listen, let's be honest. Your cat is not a mouser. He's not there to reduce the rodent population.
Oh, no, not true. We get mice in the house every once in a while, and they all pitch in.
The creamsicle?
Oh, yeah, they're all.
The creamsicle's doing one fucking
They
job.
Are fucking killers.
Until the mouse could outrun them.
Yeah. Well, no, cream is still very bouncy. I mean, the our fat cat, we call him Little Boy. That's ironic. He's giant, but he tears ass after those mice, and you can always tell when a mouse has gotten in, because there's one closet where I don't know how they get in, but they get in through this one closet, and
they're gay mice.
No, it's a magician's closet, and no, you open the door, nobody there. You close the door, you open the door again, mouse. It's where the people before us put an addition on the house, and mm-hmm. I think that there's some like spot where they didn't join it properly.
Right.
But I can always tell when there's a mouse in there because there'll be like three cats staring under the door. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're waiting. Killers. So, you know, of course I get this bad news and we have to have...
So they go, listen, your cat's got a spot on his lung?
No, he's got a tumor in his lung.
Oh, they found that right away.
Yeah.
Now, do they know if it's cancerous?
They don't. So that's part two. Next Friday, he's going to have more tests.
No.
And
that was more tests.
Yeah, and they gave me the bill that it might go up to.
three large.
Yes, 32. Yep.
But that's including the one. That's not another 32.
No, it's a whole new 32.
Wow.
And this is just to see what's in there and with a biopsy.
Don't you just want to go, you know what? Fuck it. Just cut it off. I don't need to know what's in there.
What's in his lung?
Cut off that part of the lung. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, just chop that out.
Yeah. Has it spread? You need to know if this shit spread.
I have to know if there's metastasis.
Well,
first.
I mean, aren't they picking up cancer or no cancer in the blood work?
They're not seeing any additional cancer.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, there's
$3,200 for tests.
This will be to find out exactly what it is.
So we're in $4,200 and we haven't even tried to fix the problem.
Right.
$4,200 and we haven't tried to fix the problem.
Yeah.
I told you the joke that Dennis Ross, may he rest in peace, used to have about me.
Tell me again.
When with Ash, Maui's brother,
right?
When it was like, $5,000 in the hole and the cat died.
Right.
And he would, like, tell the story on stage. Like, you know, my friend Davin, oh, he's in the back of the room. You know, he has his cat and, you know, he's very sick. And he spent $5,000 to save his cat. And, you know, that's very nice. That never would have happened when I was growing up. If we had a sick cat, it was $5,000, my dad would have gone, hey, whatever happened to that fucking cat? And that
I know. Now, as much as technology has stepped it up along with the costs for humans, they've stepped it up for cats, too. So, I mean, it's like, what do you do?
Are they telling you that if it's cancerous and it hasn't spread, we can save the cat? Are they telling you that?
Well, we have to find out what kind of cancer it is.
Really? What type of cancer?
And what kind of involvement the tumor might have with anything inside. Like, if it's just like, yeah, we can snip the whole thing
just
out.
Just on the outside, they can get rid of it.
Well, you know, we could go in, snip the whole thing out, and, you know, it's and here's this, one little pocket of yuck, and it's gone, and he's okay.
And this is a 13-year-old cat. Let's be honest. At best, this cat's got 3-5 more years in it.
Yeah, but we want those.
I understand.
We want those.
I understand.
Yeah.
But you're not getting, this is not like a kitten, and you get a whole life of cat ahead of you.
No, but you know what? We're invested in this one.
You better be.
Yeah.
You got more fucking coming.
Yeah, I know. We do. But this is what we do.
So 40, potentially. So you've agreed for more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're in.
Mr. Helix better be selling more fucking toys.
He is waiting for the final amount. But
4,200 before
we know what is going to happen. Yeah.
You know, so if fortunately they can help the cat, I'm going to say it's another $3,000-$4,000 right there.
I would not be surprised.
At least.
And we're not even talking about what if we have to get chemo.
Are you going to get a little cat wig for him?
Well, only if we get it from one of those, you know, groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a special cat wig. Like, sometimes they make, you know, things for them. You know, like little bandanas, little cat wigs.
Joe and I have a friend.
Sticker books.
Who's a comic. A mutual friend. I don't know him really that well anymore, but I used to know. Anyway, he's one of the last holdouts of the fucking toupee guys.
Okay.
And they're getting worse.
Oh,
and
no.
And there was a picture posted. I text Joe over the weekend. I go, can't you guys do something about this? Can't you guys have an intervention?
Or at least put money together for get some fresh rug?
And he goes, yeah, you would think his manager would say something. He goes, it looks like a cat's riding shotgun on his head. I go, hey, listen, as a cat lover, I'm offended by that.
There's a picture of this dog with a cat sitting on his head because they're famous little internet buddies. It's like, yeah, you take that picture, show it to the guy.
Yeah, I mean,
here you are.
Guy's got to stop with the toupee. You're not fooling anyone.
No.
It's just terrible.
No, you know what, though? I understand that it's kind of like this. There's certain, like, markers that make us feel insecure about ourselves.
No, I get the insecurity about the hair.
Yeah.
But you have options.
Yes.
And 2018 it is now. Mm-hmm. The toupee is not the option.
No, it's not.
It's not a good option.
No, there's other things to do.
You could shave. You could transplant.
Hat. Hair club for men. Whatever is.
Not everything works. I've talked about it. I'd be about 10G.
Yep.
If I fixed my issues.
Would that be what it would cost to do whatever it is that you think you need to do?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And I don't have a lot going on.
No.
And I don't have a lot going on, but I'm vain enough to understand.
Right.
But I got a bat mitzvah to fucking pay for.
So, yeah.
So we'll see. But I'm vain enough to do it, but I'm not putting a toupee.
But wait a minute. Don't they get big fat envelopes at these bat mitzvahs? Problem solved.
No, I mean, there are some issues.
Problem solved.
I understand. But no. There are some issues. But I would never toupee it. A toupee is not an issue. But we digress. So we're looking. We're at 42.
Yeah.
Before we even try to help the fucker. You know what? I'd go, you know what? Let's not fucking take any tests. Cut the cat open. Let's see what we got here. Let's go, people. Save the money.
No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely. Save
you
the
would not. I see you with Maui. You would not just be like, oh, slice and dice. She's not sushi. She's your pet and you love her.
I understand, but 42 is a lot for an old cat.
It sure is. But you
know, and you got more cats.
Yeah, we do. We do. We have AIDS cat, and he perversely does not cost us anything. He's just stumping along there, and the other ones, well, oh, my
God. So what's the limit? What's the limit? Say they go, it's going to be $5,000, and we don't even know. 50-50 shot, we get this, and he's going to live a couple more years.
you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to take it on a case-by-case basis, what they tell me, what my gut says, what Mr. Helix feels about it.
Mr. Helix is going to go all in.
You know, I don't know. I mean, we're not going to spend like $40,000 on an iffy thing. You know what I mean? We're not insane.
I don't think they could charge $40,000 for a cat.
I bet they could.
Now, but at this point, don't you want to go for some second opinions?
No, I actually trust them.
I know, but you want to find a cheaper opinion.
Where am I going to go? I'm going to go start shopping now.
That's what you do. You would do it with a human being. Mm. You get bad news. Before you have to, or especially if they give you bad news, I would think you would want a second opinion.
I already got bad news.
No, but if they say, you know, listen, we can't get this, it's terminal, you know, God forbid.
They said, yeah, we're not even going to attempt this, then I would go
looking.
Because
there's homeopathic things that people do now.
Sure.
I tried that shit with Ash.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But it's like, I would like to see.
A little acupuncture. People do that.
I don't think that's an issue here.
Maybe the cat just has some fucking stress. What are you thinking? Like, maybe the cat got into fucking Marlboros. Go, this is bullshit.
What, Marlboros?
Yeah, like somebody was like fucking smoking in front of the
No.
Come here, Creepshow.
I did read something about
that. People do that shit.
I know, they do.
Like secondhand or dog.
That's what they actually said on this. If the cat has issues like with their lungs, that you have to keep them away from smokers. Because
do you smoke in the house?
I don't smoke at all anymore.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Did you smoke in the house?
Never.
Okay. You're
never
an outside smoker.
Yep.
So right now there's some outdoor cats that you've killed. Good for you.
Yeah, well, I made sure that there were only like deer and chipmunks nearby and no cats
have
been harmed.
If I would have known that, I could have used your ass and I could have grown some tomato plants because you would have taken care of these stupid chipmunks.
Yeah. Here you go.
I should have used you for that. You would have actually been useful.
Here's some light 100s at you.
All right. So there's a cloud hanging over you right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. It could be okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to.
It's going to cost you.
Yeah.
There's no way you're getting out of this without it costing you more money.
I accept that, and the money is the least of it.
Yeah, it always is.
At this point.
Until you get that fucking bill, and you're like, and then the cat fucking bites me, like, really, motherfucker?
No, and then,
really?
I start wheezing. Yeah. You know?
But that's the thing, like the cat does not understand, he's in debt now. The cat does not understand, he needs to raise his fucking cat game.
Oh, he's gonna work it off.
But he's a 13-year-old cat. There's only so much he can do.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's going to gonna have to like brainstorm, and we're gonna have like you know a board up so he can like you know in the little dry erase.
You have a GoFundMe?
You know what? No, but I think he's gonna have to work it off. You know,
what, he's gonna whore himself out.
I don't know. I mean, we could put little baskets on his back and make him carry shit for us. Hey, bring me that remote. You know, I mean,
it'll wind up in the next town.
Yeah, go to the kitchen and get my coffee.
Yeah, cats were not a useful animal.
No, they're not that way.
No.
If anything, what they usually do is if I have made the mistake of putting my coffee on the arm of the couch where I sit, when I'm like in a daze watching television and the weekend morning trying to wake up, yeah, somebody will decide they need to be on the windowsill behind me in a big hurry and spill it all over the fucking place. Yeah, get it all over me.
All right, well, we hope for the best for Creamsicle.
Thank you.
We also hope that none of this has to be done on a Tuesday. So I hope you take that in mind when you're scheduling fucking surgeries and shit. You have responsibility.
We had plans for next weekend that this is going to screw up. So, you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but just not on Tuesday. You got to do what you got to do, just not on Tuesday.
Well, we'll see.
Doctors don't work on Tuesday.
Oh, they sure do. Oh, yeah, they sure do.
Is that like the one time a month where the fucking specialist comes in and fucking they do that shit with you, too?
No, not this particular place, but they have to make sure the radiologist is there so that they can get the biopsy while he's already under for doing the other stuff.
And even at 13, you know, being put under is a big deal.
Yes, and he has an enlarged heart, too, it seems. So
he loves you.
No, that's not the Grinchy Still Christmas with the big heart. No, that means that you have pulmonary disease.
So this cat already has heart disease.
He has heart disease and lung disease now, it seems. Yeah, I know.
I got to tell you, I think you're selling low with this cat. I think this cat has hit the peak of his value.
Oh, no. No, no. Not this particular one.
A cat
nope.
with a biting cat with fucking heart disease and lung issues?
He is the most lovey-dovey kitty.
You just said he bites. That's not a lovey-dovey kitty.
He does occasionally.
That's
but
not
he's,
lovey-dovey.
No, no. He wants me to hold him all the time, and he rubs his little face against me. He marks up the corner of my glasses. He's marking me as his.
That's what fucking cats do. That's something special.
I know, but he likes to be held, and he purrs, and he comes, and he headbutts you, and he likes to, like, make sure you're nice and soft with his front paws.
He better fucking do that. He owes you a lot of money.
Yeah, he does all this stuff. He's a really good cat. He's a really loving little
cat.
You
didn't like?
Not of my own, no.
Fucking cat.
I knew one cat I hated, but that was my friend's cat because that cat hated me.
Heart disease, lung disease, 42 down. We haven't done shit to fix him yet.
Hey, you know what? Nobody put me down yet, so I have to give him the same courtesy.
I was not given the option.
True.
I know that you are way past your prime.
So terribly true. Yeah, you're talking in terms of investment versus my value. You would have put me down 20 years ago.
No. Nay, nay.
How many years ago? Two or three?
No, wait, what's your ailment? And I'll let you know when I would have put you down.
Look at me.
Yeah, but you're still semi-functional.
Somewhat.
No, but if you had a terminal disease, yeah, we'd put you down.
Oh, my God.
It'd be, because let's be honest.
You wouldn't even try?
How much is it going to cost?
Oh, my God.
What's the cost? I mean, is it reasonable?
It's never reasonable.
$500-$600.
Oh, my God, please. That's
too much?
That's an expensive dinner for four.
Who are you eating with?
I'm just saying, I said an expensive dinner for four.
Yeah, that's delicious and a good memory.
That's a really
what
good...
am I getting from you?
That's a...
Tardy clips?
Yeah. Well, you know what? There could be drinks involved.
A half-assed great debate of absurdity? Let's be honest. Let's be honest. What am I really getting?
Are you saying that I am not valuable?
I'm saying you are within reason. We all have a range.
Absolutely. Well, you don't have to put out the money. How about that?
Well, then we should fight to keep you alive.
Lisa says I run the chat room. I have value. Thank you, Lisa.
Well, we could have Joey there. Joe's done that before.
Yeah, he kicked us out of England. We're not letting him back in there.
He was just setting the trend for our president. He said enough with our allies.
Off our allies.
Trump takes great inspiration from Mr. Curry.
Yeah, well, here's a Canadian. Let's piss her off too, then.
Fuck Canada.
Oh, hey.
All right, so that's the one bit of bad news. Anything else this weekend?
Well, then my brother had a problem. My brother, who was already an amputee.
What's Gimp Helix's problem?
The back of his leg had these sores on it that I didn't see, and apparently his visiting nurse didn't see. And
the
his,
bad leg.
Yes. And his son got really, really worked up and called me. And I was at our friend's house after a barbecue. We were having coffee and chatting. And he said, there's stuff on his leg. He was, like, incomprehensible. There's stuff on the back of his leg.
How old is this kid?
Now, he's, 20. But he was freaked out, especially since we've seen other things go south really quickly.
Fucking millennials.
No, so he's like, there's something on the back of his leg. It's green. I'm calling 911.
Maybe it was a Jets bumper sticker.
Yeah, no.
No?
Sadly, no.
No.
But turned out after like a night in the ER, like overnight in the ER, that it was not really dangerous. It wasn't anything like before. He got hydrated, he got sent home with antibiotics, he has a cellulitis.
Was that bad skin?
No, it's an infection. It's a type of infection that
I
left
gotta,
the lung
I gotta tell
can be
you,
really bad.
Gimp Helix is a cell at this point, too.
On the cellular level, he is a great disappointment.
I'll tell you, Gimp Helix is not worth what he used to be, either.
He has been, like, in the Kelly Blue Book for people, he has been downgraded.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say in poor condition.
Well, at the moment.
The T-tops leak.
You know, it's sort of like, some people, it's like, you know, one step forward, three steps back.
Is that what he's doing?
Well, he has been doing that.
I thought he was doing better.
And he is doing better, but it's like, you know, he was at the three steps back. Now it's two steps forward, oh, step back.
Isn't it really a hop back?
It is a hop back.
Yeah.
It depends on if he's, is it a roll back? Is it a hop back? Depends on what he's using.
Gotcha.
But I'll tell you, the kid took the picture of it, and I went, holy crap, yes, call 911, because I can't diagnose, but that looked fucking nasty. Sure.
Why don't you upload it to Google Images and get a diagnosis?
Well, I was just like, you know, well, what do you think kind of thing, and I'm like,
I
ah!
It looks like shit! What do I think?
I know, I happen to be with people who were EMTs.
Well,
and,
that was convenient.
I know, and I was like, this is what the symptoms he's telling me. I didn't get the picture yet. And they're like, 911, yes, yes, 911, good. Don't make the call yourself.
Here's what I like about hearing about your life.
Yeah.
I realize when you come to this show, you might be surrounded by the smartest people you know. And I don't say that as somebody who deems himself a highbrow intellectual at all, but I am just fully aware of what you are hanging out with.
I haven't gotten to the best part.
This is awful. Oh. What a depressing way to start a show.
Well, But
Gimp Helix is under control.
He is under control.
Doing better.
Things are okay. Good. He's taken his antibiotics, and it turned out to be not a false alarm, but not a dreadful let's lop something off kind of event that we've been experiencing
recently.
He might want
to take a better look at himself from now on.
Well, you know what? He felt that there was an irritation, but this...
He thought it was you.
Yeah, you know, but I hadn't gotten there yet.
I feel an irritation in the force. Oh, it's just Pip.
You must be totally irritated. Why aren't you scratching?
I'm fucking broken out right now.
I give everybody a nervous rash.
These are red shorts. This is how fucking inflamed I am.
Well, he has been super itchy since he's been taking these medications for his diabetes.
That's unfortunate.
Like, yeah, like super itchy. So he's just been like, you know, scratching like a fiend because he can't stand it. And so he was scratching. It's like you do, but if you don't see, because it's a really awkward angle right behind his leg on the leg where he's got a stump. So he'd have to like really contort himself to see it. So he didn't see it, but it pisses me off that the visiting nurse didn't see it either.
Did you say something to her?
I haven't seen her yet.
You will.
Yeah, yeah, I will.
You will.
That
will hopefully be another story. I hope it goes really badly. For sake of the show.
Lisa said that she had that on her feet after her last relapse. It's really dangerous. A cellulitis.
Now, Lisa, did you send a picture of it to Pip so she could fucking diagnose you?
Yeah, why didn't you? I wanted to see your cellulitis.
Send all your gross skin issues. Nobody knows gross skin like Pip Helix. Oh. She'll be happy to diagnose you.
I totally fucking enjoy it.
Yes.
Please send it to me.
Yes.
I want to see all of your ailments discussed. Especially if you have like some whopper of a pimple.
I got this weird growth on my nut. Pip, what do you think?
Hey, whip it out. Let me see.
It is out. You couldn't. Oh.
No, the table's in the way.
Make it rise.
Wait, why is the table moving?
I'm very excited to see you.
It's like in a seance.
Yeah, exactly.
Only better. So, I go to a barbecue at my friend's house, and this is really nice. They're really good people, and I enjoy their you know, spending time with them. And they have some really nice friends. And then there's, I'll call him Jeffrey.
No, call him his real name.
No, I'm not.
Why, is he listening?
I don't know. Here's the thing.
You don't even have a fucking real name. They don't know it's you, stupid.
Could be.
They know your alias?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Jeffrey?
Yes.
Wow, you don't tug on Superman's cape.
We haven't... Now, my friends like sci-fi, and I understand that. I'm into it to a certain extent, too. I'm not, like...
You're a Trekker, right?
I like Star Trek, yeah, and I know a little bit, you know, enough about it to enjoy it, but I'm not one of those people that goes, remember in episode 14-3, 30 called the sleeper
because you know you would be immediately agreed with get the fuck out of my house.
Well, I just don't know this stuff.
I
might remember if you go, remember the one where Spock gave the Spock pinch to the green bitch and then Kirk took over? I could remember that, but I don't remember it like have an encyclopedic knowledge of really anything. But
we know.
Yeah.
We know.
So I
Kurt Winwood.
And even that, I'm not the most heavy hitter, remember. And,
Trust me, you're plenty heavy enough for this show.
No. My friend Birkin is the one. He knows.
Birkin?
Yes. He's Turkish. Birkin knows
Birkin
all.
The Turkin?
I call him Burke the Turk.
Ugh.
But his name is Birkin, and he is the acknowledged granddaddy of all the knowledge. He remembers stuff that Winwood himself did not remember.
he's what Trucker Tom used to be to this show.
Yes. He pretty much is.
Tom would remember shit I had no idea about.
Right. He's the historian.
Now he's a busy man.
Yes, he is. And I'm getting busy, too. Good for you, boy.
That I don't know.
Well, I suspect. But anyway, I am not that person. I remember little bits and pieces, but nothing like him. So this guy, I made the mistake. We're going into a party. We're carrying plates of stuff to bring in. And so is this couple that just arrived. And the guy is wearing a Star Trek like emblem, like the kind that was the communicator that they'd slap themselves on the chest and say beam me up or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't think the communicator was on their chest. That's just a little fucking Starfleet emblem.
It is a Starfleet emblem, but there's a bigger one where they smack it and they talk.
That I don't know.
Yeah, a communicator or something. Okay. So this guy was wearing the pin that is that. Now, if there's ever a house or a group of people to wear that with, it's this group, because a lot of them are sci-fi fanatics.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
So getting laid was never a priority for this group.
Actually, they're all coupled up.
I understand. You find one and you fucking latch on.
You do.
I get it.
You water finds its own level, you know?
Uh-huh. I mean, drought. Hey, go on.
I found a fucking husband. Imagine.
I know, but it took a lot of fucking prodding.
It sure did. That poor man. Come on.
I was with you on the journey.
You were with me on the journey. And you were teasing me.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
Sounds like something a horrible human being would do.
You did. It was like so school. We were like, we went out, you guys and we went out like when I first met him.
Yeah, I didn't cock block you.
No.
I was very supportive.
You were, but you guys were teasing me and going, oh, look at them, looking in the windows together. Aren't they cute together? And I'm like, shut up. Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Hey, you shouldn't have fucking invited me to the show.
You didn't want
to be embarrassed. You don't send the invite out to me. There were several years where we did not talk. I assumed you just didn't want to be embarrassed.
You know, and then for some reason, I forgot about that part.
Apparently, yes.
Anyway, we survived that early embarrassment, and he stayed with me anyway.
Sure.
And these are really nice people, and most of their friends are nice people, too. And then there's this guy.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, who he's... I make some reference to the fact that he's wearing a Star Trek emblem. This was my first mistake.
Is this the first time you've met Jeffrey?
Yes.
Okay. So you're trying to make friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
The wife immediately, like...
Jeffrey's wife.
Yeah, Jeffrey's wife elbows him and says, stop! Don't start with the Star Trek talk.
No, that conversation had to be had before when he left the house with that shit. Once he's there, you know what? You're just fucking giving into it.
Right.
You know, if she wanted to fucking shit on him for wearing that, the time is before he leaves the house.
Oh, no, it wasn't for wearing it. It's because she heard him say something to me that was Star Trek related. And she like, yells at him, like, stop with the Star Trek stuff. And he's like, I didn't start it. She brought it up.
Look at you causing problems.
I know, I did.
Good girl.
But the thing is, that should have been the red flag that I should have heeded right away.
Because you heard him chat, or you could have said, oh, I'm sorry, I was just commenting on it.
Oh, I did.
All right.
I did.
She should have fucking backed off.
No, she did.
Okay. Where are you happy now?
I meant, because here's a person that has to be told, don't fucking talk about that. What does that mean?
No adult should be told, don't fucking talk about anything.
Unless that's all they talk about.
Still, you fucking married that.
I know.
So you know what you're in for. He didn't all of a sudden become a Trekker. And notice I'm saying Trekker, not Trekkie. He didn't all of a sudden become a Trekker after they got fucking married.
No. Probably not.
No.
Most likely not.
So you know this is part of this guy. You know he's wearing one of his many Star Trek outfits out to this fucking barbecue. You know there's people that are into this shit.
Right.
So you should prepare yourself and go, well, it's going to be that
day. A full day of this.
So you just shut the fuck up, and you know what? You're gonna go shopping afterwards and make him look at shit and talk about shit he doesn't care about. That's what fucking marriage is. Making each other miserable on equal levels. That's how this shit works, people. I don't understand why I have to explain this to people.
You know, you do have a valid point.
I'm often do. It's why they gave me this show.
Hey. That is a good point.
It most certainly is.
However.
No, there's no however.
I think she was doing that not to control him, but to save me.
Doesn't matter. To save you, You do it in a way not to embarrass your man.
True. True.
She's emasculated. This is what this guy's excited about. He's bonding with somebody who he does not know,
right,
because he's seeing a common interest.
Yes.
He's making friends.
Yes.
He's actually being a functional human being for as much as those people can function. He's not doing anything wrong at this point. She's being a shrew.
I thought it was kind of rude that she jumped on him right away.
It is completely rude.
By the end of the evening? Totally understand.
Does not fucking matter. There's a time and a place.
No, totally.
There's a time and a place. You know what you married. If you don't want him to embarrass you, fucking leave him. Don't let him out of the house. Don't let him wear his little Star Trek uniform to the fucking barbecue. There's a time and a place. You know you're hanging out with a bunch of sci-fi nerds.
Yes. She knows what he is. And boy, howdy. He will tell you what he is all day long.
Of course, because he can't communicate with other people.
Unless it's about this particular topic. No.
I bet he's not even attractive.
Oh, no.
I bet she's decent looking.
Really?
You know what? They're both fucking fugly, and they should be just fucking make do. You know?
I mean, I don't have a lot of room to talk. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're much nicer about people than I am.
Not going to make People magazine cover.
I have seen you rip apart my girl Rebecca Berg, who has not been on CNN lately, and I'm a little concerned.
You know what? I wrote in about the eyebrows. I couldn't take it anymore.
Wolf has not had her on, or as a lot of the guests, Wolf has not had her on.
They sent her off for a threading, you know, and so.
I'm not pleased, Pippi Alex.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, you know what? She had to grow them out. She's off at eyebrow camp.
So this guy's doing what a fucking nerd does
for hours.
But that's your own fault. You opened up if you hadn't engaged, this is you.
You know what?
You should stop trying to meet new people.
You know what? That's not true.
It certainly is true.
Because a person has to know when to stop. If you had a fantasy football league.
I don't.
Say you did.
Why would I?
All right. Say the empty chair over here has fantasy football league. Say our guest over here, the empty chair, has got a fantasy football league. Yeah. And talks about it to the exclusion of all else. And if you try to gently talk about something else, he just watches your mouth move until you stop. So he has time to jump back in and talk about his fantasy football league.
Excuse me, I hear my cancerous cat calling. I'll be right back.
Two counties away.
Yeah, you excuse yourself. Well, you're not new. You know how to make people miserable and uncomfortable and excuse yourself from a situation.
Small house.
What?
Small house.
Still.
Kept being found.
What's that, Mr. Helix? I'll be right there, honey.
I know.
What's that about Captain Marvel, a new shipment? Let me get right with you on that.
You know how
to do this.
I didn't. I couldn't. Somehow
You're
I could not.
You're not that nice.
I apparently am.
You're not. I've known you a long time. Stop it. You're simply not.
I just had to. I could not get away. I mean, although
there's always way. You know what you do? You drag somebody else into the conversation. Human shield.
I really did want to do that, but
well,
I like those people.
They fucking invited Jeffrey.
I know.
They
didn't know all of it.
Stop.
They didn't know
it. There's no one to blame but yourself.
You're an idiot. I told them stuff that they didn't know because he just like opened the vault and spewed out his whole life.
No.
He started spewing all kinds of stuff.
Well, his wife clearly won't listen to him anymore. I know.
She wouldn't sit near him.
Fucking cold shrew.
It was me.
Fucking cold shrew.
But then he started telling me like stories about their friends and like couples in their friend group.
You're going to go on a double date with them.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, you. I'll fucking make it happen.
Kill myself first.
All the more reason. Probably on air.
All the more reason. On air. Oh, I'm going to take the knife. I'm plunging it in. Yeah.
Go on. It's about time you pitch show ideas. I'm tired of carrying this fucking load.
I'm not going to do that. And I am
not.
He actually invited us to his pre-Thanksgiving party. And I think the look of sheer terror on my face made my friend go, oh, all right, well, we got it. Like, she jumped in and said something to change the topic because I was like,
you'll be there.
Ah!
You'll be there.
No.
You'll be there.
No. No. Nope, 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 nope.
You'll be there.
Nope, nope, over my cold, cold, dead body.
So be it.
Yeah, I know. Seems like you're a little too anxious about that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. No, no, no.
But I mean, listen, I don't blame this guy. This is who he is.
This is.
I mean, a lot of those people, they really only function around those people.
Yeah.
And by your own admission, these are sci-fi fans.
Yeah, they are.
Like,
yeah.
I love Star Wars, but I don't, like, go off talking about Star Wars. I don't know all this minutia and trivia about Star Wars. You know why? Because I like pussy. And I like sports, and I like playing things, and I like other things.
Yeah.
And I have other interests. You know why? Because I'm a well-rounded human being.
Right. You don't have just one pocket of stuff that you're interested in.
No.
Most people are like that, that they have, but this is the thing, and I didn't know that people did this, but apparently, like, I understand, like, fan groups. I certainly understand that.
You
because,
certainly do.
Yeah, because it's like, if you're obsessed with a certain thing, you want to have other people that want to talk to you, with you about it. You don't want to bore people who don't want to talk to you about it. So, I understand, like, fan groupdom. And, the
Star
Trek thing is...
When I was younger, that made more sense to me now.
Yeah.
Now I just get tired of talking.
Well, you know what? There's people who just, like, that is the thing that most excites them. It's,
you know, I used to be, like, years ago, I was on this VH1 message board about Aerosmith.
Uh-huh.
And I would post stuff on there and get in the conversation. But you know what? I became a parent. And there wasn't as much time to dick around on the computer.
Yeah. Lisa said they'll be beaming up Turkey with all the trimmings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, listen, he thinks he found somebody new that is sharing a genuine interest with.
Oh, yes. Well, as much as I tried to dissuade him from that idea.
Why don't you just call him a loser? That would have done it.
Oh, God, no, that's so mean.
Yes!
I can't do that.
Why not?
No.
You say terrible things all the time. Usually at Joe when he's not expecting it.
Well, as a matter of fact, Joe's going to be another 20 minutes bad traffic tonight. And
Is Joe in the chat?
No, Joe's girl is.
Oh, I hadn't heard her mentioned.
And she popped in a little while ago, but we were busy. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, we're busy. Yeah. Talking about fucking Star Trek.
Well, apparently, they gather in groups where they pretend that they have a starship that they all work on, and they have titles. Like, somebody's the captain, somebody's the science officer. They do. And I don't.
But you know what? How is that any different than, like, a fucking Civil War reenactment?
It's not.
It's not.
But I thought that this was an interesting...
By the way, something else I'm not doing either.
No, but I know somebody who does that.
Of course you do.
It was
losers gather around, Pip Helix is in your midst.
But he was a high school friend, and he got very much into Revolutionary War reenactment. But
okay, I hope he gets into a fucking ISIS reenactment.
He's written books about it and stuff.
Well, of course
he has. Yeah, he's into that.
Probably another guy who's not getting laid and not attractive.
Actually married.
Not what I said.
No, yeah.
Actually, what I both things that I said still could be holding true.
I'm knocking together because he is a friend.
I understand. Listen, they could be your friends, but what I say, I'm usually on point. usually on point.
He had a position as a historian for a major corporation.
Well, I hope if he makes money at it, you get a pass.
Yeah, he did.
All right,
he
good
did.
For you. You're taking your hobby and you're making money. By all means, kudos.
Yeah.
All right, props to you.
Yeah.
Cool.
But here's the thing is that I think it's a really interesting commentary on our society now that there are so many people that get involved in things that are imaginary.
Because reality sucks.
Sucks. There's so many fantasy football leagues, reenactors,
internet radio shows.
Oh my god! Steve Winwood fan groups.
You know,
we don't cosplay Steve Winwood fan fiction and you know, I
if
mean
somebody
like
came up with a game you'd be in.
No.
I'm probably one of the few guys that you know that doesn't do weird shit like that. I'm a big sports fan. I'm not in any fantasy sports leagues.
You know what? Well, Mr. Helix doesn't go for any of this stuff.
He's not a sports fan, though.
No,
he likes the Yankees.
Yankees, but he's not a sports fan. But I mean, like, no, like, reenactments, you know.
He plays with toys for a living. Let's not... Well,
he just packs them.
Whatever.
He doesn't play with
he
them.
He fights every urge not to take them out of their little packages and bend their little legs.
No, they don't do anything for him.
Really?
Really, nothing. They're just what he does in the morning to make money.
Packing toys.
Yeah, he's a toy packer.
He's a toy packer.
Yeah, it's just really strange. Well, this guy was Jeffrey was handing out cards to people with his title on his ship and kept making references to his ship. I wanted to tell him, you do know it's imaginary, don't you? Because he talked about it like
Listen,
it was parked outside.
The Vulcans are coming. You should fucking hide. That's what you do.
No, Vulcans are friendly. I think he would have been...
Vulcans aren't friendly. Oh, not Vulcans. Oh, that's right. What the ones...
The ones that are...
You're right. Vulcans are friendly.
Yeah. What the hell
the
were
the Mennonites? No, that's not that.
They're frightening.
I don't know. You can Google who the Starfleet's fighting with.
Somebody with a bumpy forehead. Yeah, I don't know.
Someone's got green bumps on their head.
You know
it's Gimp Helix. No, not him.
God damn it. What's the name of those things?
I
can't remember.
Oh, by the way, Steve Carell from last week.
Thank you. Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I watched a movie with him.
I just couldn't even remember. Damn, Klingons.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah. But they turned out to be okay.
You say so.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that would have freaked him out.
That's what you should have said.
I know.
You got no imagination for dealing with fucking idiots.
I just couldn't.
Which is weird.
Oh, Lisa knows. She said the Romulans. Thank you, Lisa.
Well, the Klingons were enemies, too.
Yeah, I know. They were in the beginning. And then they joined the Federation. I can't believe I know this.
You know what? I feel no pity for you.
Listen, you were
in your own.
There were parts of what he was saying was interesting, and then I would try to like move the topic along, and we kept circling back.
Here's what's fortunate about being friends with me. We're going away on an Aerosmith weekend.
Yeah,
you know I will not be talking about Aerosmith the whole fucking time.
You're gonna be dressed up as Steven Tyler the whole weekend. I know you do not.
I most certainly do. Got my little be walking around with a mic stand with my scars. Be going to Mandy's to get my blouse. Be going to Lady Gap to get my jeans.
I know. Well, let me put some beads and all kinds of.
But really, if you were gonna do Vegas is the place to do it.
Oh, it would be. But so, you know what? I went to the NIAC Halloween parade. That's where I get all my cosplay on.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we're going to be away for like a whole themed weekend.
Right.
And you know the only theme I'm going to be focusing in is the buffet.
Me too.
I'm not going to be talking about buffets for like endless hours. You know what? Because I'm just not that interested in anything.
You know, there's some things that I could, if I'm with somebody else who is totally down, like when I'm sitting in the cat corral space at the vet, I could talk cats with all those other crazy cat ladies like nobody's business.
For hours?
Hours. I could talk cats for hours.
Politics, which I have a passion for. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about that much with other people. They talk to me, and I kind of just don't say anything. Maybe I'll play the devil's advocate.
Oh, geez, that's the other thing. He started spouting off all this, like, really,
Right-wing
stuff.
And you should be, excuse me. The Republicans don't believe in science, mister. Pick a team. Republican or Starfleet. You can't have both. You can't. And that would have made his head explode, and you would have been out. See, you don't think.
But I love my friend. I don't want her to have all that to clean up. That would be a lot of brain matter.
Again, this is another scenario where really you need me around.
I would have said, don't we have something we need to look at in the backyard? Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Listen, you hang out with me. Let's be honest. Nobody talks to me for a long period. At a time. It's a gift.
Well, you know what? They smell the aura.
I'd like to think so.
That's what they know with the rocks cooking.
It was fucking horrible. We got new neighbors on both sides. Last week.
The place where we were allowed to park and then all of a sudden suddenly, don't!
Yeah, exactly. So we got neighbors on both sides. They have, so the wife, as is the way it should be, the wife goes out and makes the first intros because it's better representation for the family.
Yeah.
And so then a couple days over, I hear a knock on my door, which I don't want.
I don't want that either. I get you. But go ahead.
But I hear a knock on the door, and it's the gentleman and his daughter, who's my daughter's age. And now I'm being nice to Avin. Inviting them in, and lovely people. The daughter hung out the whole day.
Did you at least play some scary music so they knew what they were getting into?
I was unprepared.
You need some theme music
but
to play.
I was put in the uncomfortable situation of being the nice adult, and really it's not my strong suit.
How did you... What did you do?
I'm a good actor.
Yeah, I'll say.
I'm a good actor. And we're going to first night of school, I guess, next week. And I'm like, I don't go to this.
Oh, look, you have an adult play date with the neighbors.
Yes, well, for a few hours. Then he went about his job, and I went back to doing whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
Exactly. It was fine, but I'm like, well, I was cornered in my own house.
You went back to talking to about porn with Africans that we're not sure if they're ladies or men.
Exactly. Doing what I do. But you know, I was in my own house. I was cornered into being nice. It's very uncomfortable. I don't do it often. I feel that you engage in that a little too much.
You know what? I try out the nice person persona in public now and again.
It's not your strong suit.
No, you know, well,
I know you.
I bring the hate here. I showed you the red rage. I just picked up a bottle of it on the way here.
It's a sexually transmitted disease. I picked up some of that red rage.
Yeah. Scratchity, scratchity, scratch!
It's so inflamed that I'm so angry about it! My puss is pulsating.
Not in a good way. No.
Those lips
are
not
red rage. Rage! I tell you. No, I do try to be a good person, but there is, on the inside, there's a monologue going on sometimes that I, you know, and I actually did say to myself, you know what? As much as this guy is like totally, totally unhealthily obsessed with stuff that doesn't actually happen or exist, and people around him are like, you know, we have lives. But some of the interpersonal problems that he was spilling out to me were really interesting, because he was talking about someone who was very close to him, and he was talking about their sexual past, and he was saying, well, they didn't have sex, but they just, and he points to his mouth like,
what does that mean?
Like, he's saying that he was telling me about oral sex.
With who?
With this past boyfriend, not him, this girl and her past boyfriend.
So he's talking about his female friend.
Yeah. And he's telling me about how many blows
star
she's
date.
Given.
Star date, 2963. I'm about to put my penis in a place it's never gone before. No, not the black hole. The wet, lugubrious hole.
Lugubrious? Oh my God. I don't know. That sounds very Star Trekian. It's like
you.
Andorian, the Lugubrians.
I can blend with anybody for a very short amount of time.
Even Mensa candidates.
For a very short amount of time.
I know. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, did I see pigs in a blanket go by?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I like them. They're delicious.
I know they are.
So I don't see that as a quality.
You don't
flaw.
Have to stand there and actually have like a conversation that qualifies you to be in their presence.
No,
I don't want to do that.
Appetizers always trump any conversation.
Yeah, that's why we are so fixated with, look, this is months in advance and thousands of miles away, and we're already thinking about the buffet.
Most certainly.
Of course.
Right, but this is very weird.
That's
for
what you do.
This is very weird for him to talk about with somebody new.
Thank you. I was like,
I hope you were thinking, well, at least this will be part of the show.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Good girl. Good girl.
I was like, you know, if I'm stuck with this guy, I'm putting this to use.
Absolutely. As well as you should with any trial and tribulation that comes in our lives.
And of course, what I did what any good person did. As soon as they left, I started gossiping about him and everything he said.
You are a deceitful fucking twat.
Listen, those people had no idea what they had let
but
into
those
their
are
home.
His friends. How dare you? How dare you
it was pretty easy.
Try to undermine their friendship with your that's some shittiness right there. I would not have done that. See, that's why my way's better. I excuse myself from the situation and I'm not undermining anybody. How fucking dare you? These people are friends, they like this guy, and you make fun of them to the people who like him.
No, you know what? They all had his number.
Right, but to fucking gossip. To gossip to his own fucking... It's one thing if you bring it to the show and you give him a fucking fake name, whatevs.
And I tell the whole world about it, but to tell
it's
people actually
name,
know him...
But none of us like this guy.
No.
He's just a random loser that you hung out with.
Yes.
But this is their loser.
I know. No, he's not real. He's on the perimeters of their group.
That's a shitty fucking move by you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I did him dirty.
At least you're owning it.
I totally did him dirty. The minute he was out the door, I was like, wait until you hear this shit.
I couldn't wait. You know, people often say that I'm the worst human being on this show. But that's when Joe's not here. But clearly you are the worst human being on the show.
I would not have done it about somebody that I knew that they were really close to and cared about. I would not have sold him down the river. Oh, yeah,
there
is.
You listen to this guy all evening and you fucking do. You're like a mean girl.
No, it was good shit.
You're a mean girl.
I couldn't hold it in.
You have Mr. Helix.
I'm Gretchen Wiener. I couldn't hold it in.
You could have told Mr. Helix. It would have been fine.
My hair is full of secrets.
Your hair? What are you? I don't understand.
It's from Mean Girls.
Oh, okay. You're a terrible human being.
Yes, thank you.
That's wrong.
You know what? It was hilarious.
You're making fun of this guy. He's not even there to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
You're shitty.
I actually was kind of making fun of him in front of him, too.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
I don't know. He was saying repetitive complaints about this ex-friend of his, so I started turning it into a blues song.
I'm intrigued.
He was talking about how this guy got kicked out off of all of the ships, like fan groups are all rally around one pretend ship. And he was saying how he got kicked out of, like, his ship, another ship, then another one. And so every time he said something, he goes, yeah, I have to make up the names. I don't remember them. Yeah, the Phoenix didn't want them. And I'm like, the Phoenix didn't want them. Da-da-da-da-da. The Intrepid didn't want them. Da-da-da-da-da. As soon as he'd say it. And then the Murgatroyd. The Murgatroyd didn't want them.
We don't want him. He's too he's too gay for us. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
No. Wasn't even that. And then he's like, he's a low down dirty snake. He doesn't pay his dues. Everything he said, I made it into a blues song right next to him.
I kind of dig that.
And it was fun.
I dig that.
Because he doesn't play well with others.
We got the Starfleet Blues.
Pretty much. That's how it was going.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, it was
I would have had everybody clapping along. Come on, people.
I was drumming on the table. My husband's looking at me like, either this is brilliant or you're the biggest bitch I ever knew.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
No, I don't think they are.
I think they're both. I think I would say both.
I think it was super fun.
You've won me over.
Thank you.
When bitchiness has musical accompaniment, I got to give you credit.
I had to make a song out of it.
You made a show. I like that. I like that.
It was dinner and a show.
As somebody who's somewhat creative, I respect that.
He even enjoyed it, you know. I mean,
he's an idiot.
Well,
it wasn't about him. He should have heard the fucking song you broke into when he left.
No, there was no song. There was just crying and gnashing of teeth. Stop chasing me around! He cornered me in the kitchen. I'm trying to make a fucking coffee, and he's back.
A bad human being.
Yes,
you're so bad.
I really did let out all the evil in one evening, and then spent the rest of the evening in the ER. Yeah,
it's fucking more.
No, it was .
With Gimp Helix.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, it was the day before the cat thing. Then we were like, okay, let's rally and go have fun with our friends at this barbecue. And this guy kept chasing me around, and I was in a mood, so I started doing the blues song.
You really do attract interesting people.
I do. I am the weirdo magnet. And I mean, like, I both good and bad.
I might be one of the more normal people you know. I'm not a ghost hunter.
You know, but that's not abnormal in my group.
Lovely girl. It's fucking weird.
Okay.
She's been here. I've had her in. Lovely girl.
She's like, listening tonight.
She's lovely. Yes. Fucking weird.
She was there.
And she's not the weird one in the group. So that's
no.
Yeah, I'm probably the most normal person you know.
That you
talk to on a regular basis.
No, I have
it ain't
to
Joe.
No, I have to say that the most normal person that I know that I talk to on a regular basis is my friend Becky. Becky is super normal.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing weird about her. Nothing at all.
Nothing weird about me.
You
got a blues song for me, do you, little bitch?
I will in a couple minutes.
I welcome your blues song.
Really.
What do you got there, Cyst Helix?
Cyst Helix? Wait a minute. I used to be, what was it? What happened to my butt? What was
Fissure.
That? Fissure Helix, thank you. I am the Fissure King.
Like the Fissure King.
Yes.
Except stinkier.
Fissure. Yes, you've definitely. Completely unruly.
So Becky's the normal one.
Yeah, Becky is probably the most normal person I know. I have not found her weird flaw.
She's not in your little Wynwood group?
No. She's a work friend. Okay. And she was... I've known her for, God, more than... longer than I've known you.
Wow. Okay.
And she...
I must meet this Becky.
Yes, and she still likes me.
I must meet this Becky. She's like the unicorn.
She is. She is my special little unicorn because Becky. There's nothing weird about her.
All right.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
I do have a couple. You know, I mean, I'm happy with my fabulous freak friends.
Yeah, you got quite the assortment there.
I do. Quite the rainbow. But I mean, I love that. And they love me for being weird. But the thing is that I do occasionally get, like, completely normal folks, too. I don't know how they're hanging on or
it's
why.
It's nice that you could travel in both worlds.
Yeah, I can.
Quite the ability.
I have a special cloak that I wear.
I don't think I have a lot of weird friends. Nah, you're not that weird. You're not.
Oh, come on.
You got issues.
Oh, yeah.
But you mask them well.
Thank you.
Like you're functional.
I'm a high-functioning weirdo.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
You absolutely are.
Mm.
Which most of us are.
Yeah, but, you know, like, sometimes the shit just spills out and I can't contain it all.
Yeah, like, I got weird friends, but you're not really a weird friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, but, no, you don't have... I mean, comedians have their own issues.
Well, yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The lucky ones write pilots about them.
Nice inside. Yeah, and but the thing is that they do have all these issues. That was what makes them, you know, interesting and
sure.
Makes them have a good, interesting point of view to go to.
Hopefully.
I mean, if you were just like, you know what, I went to the store the other day and they had a coupon for 25% off on peas and I was really excited because I was thinking about
I feel like you're describing
a tuna casserole.
One of the episodes when we had tech issues and you and Joe had a fill while I went upstairs to talk to Steve Madonna.
And we were talking about lawnmowers.
And yogurt. So, really?
I know. Well, we just went, all of a sudden we just both looked at each other blanched and had the worst dry spell ever.
I don't really feel like our listeners understand how lucky they are that I fucking show up to do this show.
Yeah, they do, because they all remember the Triple A episode.
Triple A?
The, yeah, when I had my car broke down, and Triple A came, and we were trying to navigate in between telling a story, and then me busting in going, yeah, he can't get the tire off!
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm not sure I did well with that.
Yeah, it was painful for everyone. I think we should probably just pull that section down.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. So let's see, what do I want to talk about? I really wish Joe was here.
I say that.
No, because, you know, I'd like to start part two, which,
yeah.
You know, is special because it's, you know, it's a fucking Trumpian thing, and then we need him for great debates of absurdity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but I got shit I could talk about.
Yeah.
Just, and unless you got more stuff.
Blab, Rosenblatt. No, I pretty much,
I'll give you this. You fucking emptied the tank tonight.
I did.
We go a long time without you having anything to bring to the table, but.
Sometimes I'm like, God, what did I do this week? I went to work, I ate, I came, I went to bed, I went to work, I ate, I went to bed. I mean, I have no life, and then all of a sudden I had like the like slightly enjoyable moments in the weekend of misery.
I don't think you need to have enjoyable moments.
Well, don't worry, I won't have many.
All right, we'll do this one. This one's a little short one. I don't even know how fucking interesting it was, because really this week there wasn't much. This is stuff from the past couple of weeks.
Oh, you've been backlogging.
I've been backlogging my bullshit. Because last week, I don't know what happened, but we didn't get to stuff that I was going to talk about.
I don't know.
Because you brought up Louis C.K.
Oh, that's right. And I derailed
you. And the scope of hurt.
Yes, we did. That was actually pretty funny.
I can say that the fucking boycotts of everybody. We're supposed to boycott In-N-Out Burger. We're supposed to boycott Nike. Fucking stop with the boycotts.
I mean, I do understand that people think that is a legitimate way of protesting.
It is. It's fine.
You know, but it's many.
It's fine.
I can't boycott at all.
No. I boycott doing this show Wednesday through Monday. That's my fucking boycott. And I'm very successful at it. Although last Wednesday I gave in.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, all right. So we bought a warranty on our dining room set. So we have some chairs that need to be repaired.
Okay.
You know, dining room set.
Yeah.
So they they ask you a bunch of questions about the fucking furniture.
Huh.
When
like
you call
what?
About the warranty. First of all, I thought it was a lifetime warranty. We thought it was a lifetime warranty. It was a 5-year warranty.
Ooh.
And we got in just under the gun.
Oh my God. So it, did you jump up and down until so you could break it right before the warranty's over?
No.
Let's get this shit fixed.
Just, you know, no, because they're leather chairs. They get fucking ripped. And
yeah.
The arm off one of the head table chairs falls off.
Yeah. It's just normal wear and tear.
I guess. So one of the questions was, is there an unusual odor coming from the dining set?
Do they have a particular odor that they had in mind?
There were no choices.
Like, does it smell like root beer?
This is what I answer. I'm blown away by this.
Yes.
I go, no, other than the fact that I peed on it. This is what I said to the guy.
Did he?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Crickets. Crickets, or as Joe would say, my normal reset.
Yes, he would. Listen, you look at you filling in for Joe when he can't be here to say the nasty things to you.
I go, I actually said this to him. I go, I was kidding, and you gave me nothing. Yeah. I said this to him.
I know. You gave me nothing.
And still nothing from this guy.
Wow.
I deserve something.
Yeah, just like, like, oh, it's okay to let my hair down with this guy and laugh a little. Nothing.
So later he asked more questions about usage. And I said, just everyday usage. I go, I'm not taming lions with the chairs.
That's a great image.
Still nothing.
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 Damn it.
So I thought either farcical was either in reality run-of-the-mill to him, or these people are very well trained.
Oh, really? I mean, like, do they have, like, a mute button where they're, like, you know, laughing? Or
no, I get people to laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
Bob Joe.
Yeah, I know. I do the same.
You witnessed it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I do the same. No, you don't follow me all my life. There's people that laugh at my jokes.
I might start just to separate you from Trekkers.
Or separate me from this delusion I've built up about myself being funny.
So nothing, which was very disconcerting.
It is.
So they were supposed to come two Saturdays ago to fix the dining room set.
Right.
Because you got to send them pictures and everything.
And they come and they fix it here?
Yeah, we've had stuff repaired here before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we get a call on the Friday, because they're supposed to come on the Saturday. They're not coming. They decide they couldn't fix it, so instead we get a full credit towards a new dining room set.
Get out.
Yeah.
Really?
But we only have 2 weeks to decide what the fuck we want.
Well, but that's okay.
Yeah, nah, you would think.
Yeah, that's not good?
You would think.
2 weeks is not enough?
Well, because it's only at that store. Like, you could go to all their stores or online.
Oh, I see.
But it's, like, only from that company.
Right. Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, if you even, like...
I've spent 2 weekends in furniture stores.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Nothing's...
Well, I mean, the reality is the wife loves our table.
Okay.
Loves the table. So she just wants to get the chairs replaced, because the chairs are the ones that have really been damaged. The table has a little bit.
Right.
So she wants to see if they will come and fix the table and replace the chairs.
Oh, I see.
So we'd have to get new chairs.
Just new chairs.
Just new chairs. That's what she wants.
All right. Well, maybe you could negotiate that.
I'm not talking. I'll say the wrong fucking thing.
Well, you know what? You could probably... How about just get a whole new set and then use that other table for something else?
No, they take it away.
Oh.
They take it. I don't know what they do with this stuff.
Why would they take it away? It's yours.
Well, no, because they're giving you a complete replacement, so I don't know.
Huh.
I guess so they don't get screwed?
I guess so, yeah. But it's like, no, want that table.
Well, she really likes it. Usually it's covered with like a tablecloth and shit, but now she really likes it and everything. It's like, oh, it's a beautiful table. It's a classic table. I'm like, that's why we fucking got it.
Yeah.
We've had it for 5 years and we've covered it with a tablecloth and shit, but that's why we got it. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, boy.
Just thought it was interesting. I'm trying to do a little comedy on the phone. Nothing.
Nothing. Sometimes when I'm at the day job and I'm talking...
Day program, sorry.
When I'm at the day program and I'm talking to other people that are kind of in a similar situations with me, you know, you just go into the shorthand, like, you know how it is in these places. Yeah, I know how it is. So you just, like, instantly make friends with these other women that work in the same sort of level as you.
I don't make friends.
I make instant friends with people. I even wore down the woman who I email paperwork to the same way that the woman before me did. Like, 2 years, I've been putting little nice little things on the emails. Like, hi, Melody, have a good weekend, you know,
so
blah, blah, blah.
So we're giving her real name.
Because nobody knows who the hell she is.
Nobody knows who Jeffrey is either.
Oh, yeah, my friend who's listening does.
Yeah, but you just fucking described, so now she knows exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, she totally knows.
So then you could have given the name, you asshole. Nobody else knows.
I know, but I want to, you know what? I'm being a dick about him, so I'm protecting him.
You really are.
I know I am, so twat. I'm protecting him a little bit.
Twat burger.
Delicious.
A little fishy.
I like it with cheese.
That's
and pickles.
Nasty.
I should have said cucumber.
No, pickles is fine.
Pickles. And
speaking of nasty, Joe walked in.
Yeah.
His timing is impeccable.
Joe's like, God damn it, you guys always come up with the worst possible
segue
for him.
Could have said he was cheesy. You would just mention cheese.
I know, but he's not. Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Uh-oh.
How are you?
Joe has got road rage.
Yeah, you can tell he's angry.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you can tell he had the type of trip where he was taking pictures along the way.
Wait. Get an egg, crack it on his head, and see if it cooks, because he looks mad.
Joe does open mic night from the fucking front seat of his car, by the way.
You ever have one of those days where you just had it with everything?
Yeah, Pip just described her weekend that way.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was going to go to break, but if you think it's worth not, I will...
It's one of those days where I am in no mood. It's like, I'm not... It's not going to be like a couple of years ago. I just had a point.
Here, Joe, have some red rage.
I just had it with everything, so.
Oh, you're in the right place for that.
Oh, this will be awesome.
We're all about making you feel better about you.
Oh, this will be awesome.
He's grouchy. And we're going to do a Trump bit when we come back from break. That'll be fun.
It's not grouchy. It's one of those things. We just had it. Like,
yeah.
We just started... And I've had it.
It's Tuesday, and he was off on Monday.
And essentially, I was talking to Joe's girl. That's by the way. That's what's worrying me. You're not supposed to had it on Tuesday.
But you're you. But you're you. There's plenty more to have.
No, pretty much.
Please, what you posted on Facebook, you bring this shit upon yourself. What you posted the other day, you are a fucking asshole.
I couldn't be as dumb.
Sure, you could. I've been with you as you have been.
What, do we have a second?
I'll give you a second for this.
I need sneakers.
Okay.
Not Nike. No.
Oh, he's wagging his finger.
Joe's protesting.
There's finger wagging.
Can't have his free speech, nor can Nike.
But Skechers. I like Skechers. Now, DSW.
Make you feel young? Yes. Go to the skate park, do you?
I think they're a little sketchy.
The soles are very comfortable in there.
Yeah, they're good.
It's odd for a man who has no soul. But anyway.
It's black.
Friday night, I need sneakers, so I go to DSW Shoe Outlet, but I go to the...
Are they a sponsor?
No.
Then don't plug them, you asshole.
But I was just explaining the show. They don't really. So anyway, I go there over the one by my house at Middle Island, and I don't see anything I like. Oh. So then I go, all right, let me go out to Riverhead, which is about a 25-minute ride.
Yeah.
And I'll go to the Skechers Shoe Outlet out there. Well, there happens to be a law at that shoe outlet that my size will never be in that fucking store.
Because the outlet's usually for the stuff that doesn't sell as well, so you probably have a common size. Yeah. Asshole is probably a common size for shoes.
Well, 13, I'm a size 13.
That's a big shoe.
But there are a lot of kids that have big feet, from what I understand. 13 is...
Do they priest? Do they father?
13's not enough. 13 isn't really an uncommon size as you would think. So
Joe apparently sounds far away. Scoot up.
Hold on.
Pardon? Maybe I sound distant tonight.
Huddle. Stop talking. Yeah, nothing.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what the issue is.
What's going on?
It was brought to our attention.
Yeah. There you go. Say something, please.
Check 1, 2, 3.
There you are.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm glad that was brought to our attention.
Me
you
too.
You weren't here last week, so I turned the mic.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
He's out of the tunnel.
So so I go out there. So they don't have my size. I'm
right.
Like, son of a bitch. So, all right. The next day, I have to go over in my old neighborhood mm-hmm. to the other shoe store, the DSW, which is literally 7 minutes from my old house. And I find the shoes I like. So I get back home, which is 35 to 40 minutes away, and I discover that they didn't put shoelaces in the box for one of the sneakers I want.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Exactly. I drive all the way back to where I used to live and go to the shoe store. They're not supposed to have shoelaces. They're slip-ons. And as I wrote, I could have cured cancer in front of the saleswoman and still look like a complete asshole.
I'm sorry, but that's good. I relate to that. That's something I would do.
Right. So then I go back home knowing that they're slip-ons, and then I walk around in them because they're slip-on. There's no laces to hold my feet in, so they keep slamming into the front of the shoe. So I got to go back on Sunday and return them and exchange
them. So maybe your size 12 and a half in slip-ons.
No, but it would still be very comfortable because now my foot would still be in front of the
like
shoe.
Like jamming up in the toe
jamming
box.
Jamming the toe. You want a little room. And what happens is that the shoelace holds the foot in there, and it's nice. But without because it's a slip-on, it slides right. Like, you know, when you put something in your trunk and you jam on the brakes and it slides up, that's what it's like. So, you know.
Yes, he does understand.
I've got to be that day I was the dumbest motherfucker. I swear to God.
Still not the dumbest thing you've done this year.
And so he writes, "Oh, you hear me in your head calling you stupid?" I go, "I wish you were there to call me stupid in person. Punch me in the face and tell me to get back in the fucking car." That's how mad I was at myself. I was
fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you.
I tell you, there was.
I can punch you now.
I can punch you now.
The club was the stupidest thing I've ever
done. Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm not, you know.
But I didn't punch you then.
You should have. I thought you were.
I gave you a look, and you know what you did.
Well,
when you disappoint daddy.
Well, let me tell you something. When I had a knock on his, when we get back to the condo,
and
I had a knock on his door.
I know.
And tell him that I would have sooner banged on the gates of hell.
You
know
did.
I would know when I
applying for a job at the White House. Mr. President, show courier. I'm here to help you. Please trust me on this. I've been following your work. I think I can translate.
We've heard about him. Don't open that door.
They would welcome Mr. Curry. They should welcome Mr. Curry.
Because he'll fix things?
He'll try.
No. Yes.
He'll try.
Don't
ask him to go shoe shopping.
First I got to straighten out my health insurance. Dealing with, I'm straightening out my card. They stopped my card because where there was some explanation of benefits forms. And Joanne, because she's a hypochondriac, wound up running some up. There happened to be one from mine. I try to get on. I'm trying to get on their website to get into my account. I have a better chance of getting into Fort Knox. I spent lunch on the phone with them. I got to spend lunch on the phone with them tomorrow.
This was today?
Yeah. And that was part of my fun. That was my lunch. There was no unwind time. That's my lunch.
Yeah.
You know. So like I said, I will. I intend to have a fun time. I intend to be good and good natured. But I'm in no fucking mood.
Those are usually fun shows. Uh-oh. Let's see what we got coming up, kids. We got Trump.
Then we got
a part where he has to fucking argue. But then we'll be talking about cuddling later on. So that should be nice. That'll bring Joe down. Probably take the edge off.
Well, that's sort of like, you know, the slowdown after you exercise. Yeah, you know, your cool down period.
It's the cool down. It's the curry cool down.
Yeah, the curry. Well, yeah.
All right. So he's all full of piss and vinegar. Pip's hanging out with fucking losers, and I'm fine. Just a normal run of the day. All right. On the new break, we got what the fuck?
I never heard of that band.
Yeah,
it's really? New and motherfucker.
I
really?
Bet
that
good.
Fucking joining that one. That's not your big fucking break.
That's so metal. What the fuck?
What do they play? Where are they gigging?
Please, you'd fucking sign up in an instant.
Please, I want to play with WTF.
Mint WTF.
Yeah, WTF.
Right on.
Great band.
Yeah, no we just how made much it up. You sell it.
Listen, great band, and it's just as good as that guy's fake ship. Okay.
Yeah, you missed it. She hangs out with fucking bigger losers than us.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. We're a fucking highlight.
You guys are delightful.
She's a loser fucking magnet.
Mm-hmm.
What a bunch of pricks the three of us are.
No, I'm the nicest one on the show.
Today.
By far.
Yeah, today
she's a twat waffle.
waffle.
I just joined in. I can't believe you're the biggest ray of sunshine in this fucking place.
Most certainly am.
Really?
I was trying to bring a person into a furniture person joy by cracking some fucking jokes as he asked me asinine questions about furniture. Nothing.
You were
at
trying,
least I tried.
You
what,
were trying.
Furniture?
No, his furniture.
Oh,
you
I
were
got
trying,
a furniture story too.
What?
All right, Joe.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's time to tell it now.
Do you want to put it in the vault for another time, or would you like to share it?
No, we can put it in the vault.
Is it good?
Well, it's not a particularly good. I miss your...
Then why would you bring it...
Because I just happen to have a furniture store. I went to my furniture... All right, I'll tell the story. I go buy furniture.
Yeah.
Bob's Furniture. I don't know if you ever dealt with
Bob's
Furniture.
Yeah,
Bob-o-pedic.
So I buy a furniture set. I buy a bedroom set.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But for some reason, there's specks on it, like where the paint is like coming off of it, or the stain.
Weird.
So I call up Bob's Furniture, and I go, and the thing is that the guarantee expired in July, and I just was so busy. So I called them in August, and I tell the lady, look, I go, this, you know, well, your thing expired in July. I go, look. I go, my mother was in hospice. We've been taking care of her. And I go, we just put her in a hospice place, and now I have time to take a look at this, and I would like to see if somebody can get... Well, there's really nothing we can do. And I go...
That's a bullshit thing. For this.
Yeah.
There's
something they can do.
Yeah, but I'm me. So I go...
Oh, then there's nothing we can do.
No, there's something we can do. So I call... I go, all right.
Let me talk to Bob. Is Bob there?
Yeah. Bob's a good friend of mine. He'll do it.
Anyway, so... So they go, the service is $86. So I go, all right, I'll take the service.
Yeah.
I go to the store.
Right.
And the guy at the store is a really nice guy. I explain the story. And he goes, all right, we'll see if we try to write you off. So the guy comes to work on my furniture. It was like Flounder from Animal House shows up. And I'm like, I go, yeah, this is where, oh, well, I'll see what I could try to do. So he takes the marker and he's marking it, you know, but that's what you're supposed to do. And I go, well, what about this area here? Well, yeah, there's a lot of them there. Yeah, no shit, you're going to fill in every motherfucking one. So I'm watching it, and it gets to the point where he did what he could do. He did an awful fucking job. So
he's taking a little marker and filling in the spots. Like, you couldn't have broken out a Sharpie and done this yourself?
Well, I found out the one he's using, I'm ordering it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and... Yeah.
Is this the same guy that worked on your windshield?
No, there's a troop of them. It's a big family, you know.
Did you fucking move into Retardville?
Dude, I don't know what to tell you. I know
you should move. That's what you should
know.
You're surrounded by assholes.
So then he left and he missed a bunch of spots. So I go back to the store and I go, they sent the guy. He doesn't know what he's doing.
They sent Flounder.
They sent Flounder. They sent Flounder and stuff like that.
They sent Flounder.
And I go, can I do it? So he goes, all right, so let me work. I get it. So he goes, all right. He goes, I'll give you a gift certificate or a certificate off on your next purchase.
How much furniture are you buying?
I got a couch coming in. Okay. I need a couch. And I go, on my couch, can I get the credit on the couch? Oh, well, not, that's a different store. I go, but it's the same place.
Does Bob own them all?
I go, so he says, Bob's on all of them. Yeah. Well, it's a different thing. And I go, okay, here's the deal. Either you credit me $86 or I'm canceling the couch.
Ooh, hardball. Well,
yeah, so they figured something out
mm-hmm.
and got the credit. But it just seems that it's like... It customer service. I mean, he was really good. But the people that come to your house, it's like, since the circus closed, I guess they've been fucking hiring clowns. I don't know. I just, you know, you had your issue with the mattress coming in, all this. I don't know.
But I fucking got shit done eventually. Here's the thing. You see how incompetent customer service is.
Oh yeah.
And you get, and I talk about this in the act, and you get infuriated. And then there's days like today where you watch Congress in session and go, it could be worse.
They could be working in the furniture store and we'd never get shit.
Whatever. Well, I guess hopefully Bob will do you right.
Yeah.
You're a very loyal Bob customer.
Yeah.
You go to Bob a lot.
Does that stuff hold up?
We'll see.
It's American for IKEA.
I want a full report.
I don't. So we'll take a break. I don't need any more Bob stories. Unless it ends with you yelling at somebody.
Well, we'll wait to see what happens when a couch is delivered.
You know this shit's not over. You know, like the mat. It's going to be like fucking Seinfeld episode. Like the mattress is stained. Like the little cushion
Ew.
Is stained. Oh. Somebody Bob peed on it because he's upset that Joe beat him for $86.
No, I got my credit.
Now you did. We'll see what happens. That shit's not going to work out. You're going to get a hobo couch. It's not working out for you. On the break, new music from Lilith with Monsoon and Days Indoors with Never Again. You can learn more about them.